I'm Jimmy Gutierrez from 89.7, Milwaukee's NPR, and today we're talking about who is still missing after Milwaukee's historic flooding earlier this month.
We have at least two men who are missing. Among them are Miguel Flores and a man named Pedro. We don't have his last name. I'm Gina Castro. I'm a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Gina, thanks so much for talking with me. And you've really been on it in this reporting when it comes to who's missing, who perished. But can we start with the missing men? Who are they and what did you find out about them?
What I've learned about Miguel Flores is his family reported him missing on August 14th. And I've really just connected with his two nephews, Arturo and Juan Vasquez. But Miguel was a great uncle. He traveled with them for Arturo's son's soccer tournaments. He's really funny. He's a hard worker. He worked at their construction company, and he was homeless by choice.
And can you tell me about where he was staying? You reported quite a bit on the encampment, and what should we know about it and who is all there?
Yeah. So the homeless encampment is under the bridge at an intersection of South Chase Avenue and South First Street along the Kinnickinnick River. And I've visited a few times. It is right on the banks of the river, and where they stayed under the bridge, it's like a kind of a tight squeeze. You kind of have to crouch a little bit. And what I've heard from homeless outreach groups is that that place looked like a home before the flood. There was a couch, there was mattresses, there's blankets. I've heard from street angels that for the past 10 years, there could be anyone between one person living there to several, and then from Bob's friends under the bridge, they told me that anywhere between 5 to 12 people have stayed at that encampment over the years.
I mean, what's important from your reporting is like this encampment, which is right on the banks of the river, also feeds into Lake Michigan, which is where a couple of bodies were found that were also in the encampment, which we'll get to. But I want to hit on Miguel's family. Can you tell me about all of the work they're doing to try to find him and locate him now we're a couple weeks after the flooding?
So on Saturday, they started at before 9 a.m. They got up about more than 40 volunteers to search the Kinnickinnick River. They started at the encampment and took kayaks and then also Brew City kayaking. They started the day before and searched for several hours, but the family searched the whole day and they plan to do it again this coming up Saturday.
So there's been this really large response from his family and also this community outreach. Some organizations or folks that have not participated in this active search are Milwaukee Police and the City of Milwaukee. What do we know about why? Let's start with the police, why they're not actively engaging in a search for Miguel.
The Milwaukee Police Department has said that they will not search the river right now because they don't have enough information. They need to have had a witness who has told the police department that they have seen Flores or others from the homeless encampment be swept into the water. Without that information, they're not gonna search. And then when I reached out to the mayor's office, they really just deferred me to emergency services like MPD.
There was this language that you used within the story that I found really interesting about when MPD will start to engage in a search, and it's if someone's critically missing, which I think they pointed to if it was the case of a child. And then you also made a note if it were in the case of a disaster, i.e. flooding. Mm-hmm. So why has he still not been designated critically missing?
Mm-hmm. Because according to Milwaukee Police Department, they have had no witnesses see him go into the water. And they do not speculate, as they have said several times, that he could have been swept in the water. They will not consider that a drowning without a witness, without more information beyond that, too.
Hmm. Even though the flooding objectively happened in the middle of the night at a homeless encampment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gina, thank you so much for talking with me. You know, we'll keep an eye on your reporting as this goes forward.
Thank you.
That was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Gina Castro.